Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Having been born in rural England, Andy Smith has always had a love for the English countryside. He also loves geography and so decided to construct a project for himself to visit every civil parish in England. But this isn't something he'll do in a few weeks or a few months. It'll take him decades. He films his adventures on his YouTube channel called The Village Idiot and joins us now on News Talk. Andy, good afternoon to you.
Well, hello there.
How many parishes are there in England?
There are 10,449. That's just in England. That's not including Wales, Scotland or Northern Ireland.
Right, OK. But you're just going to limit yourself to England?
For now, yes.
Yeah.
If I do manage to get through all them, then maybe I'll do the others.
OK, so you're being lazy then. So is every part of England covered with a parish, or are there some parts that don't have a parish?
Most of it is. There are some unparished areas. They tend to be like big towns or cities. So, for example, most of London is unparished. There's one civil parish in London. So generally speaking, it's just little villages and hamlets, really.
Yeah. So you've done, as I understand it, 332 you've visited so far. Would these be relatively small places then?
Well, they vary. I mean, some of them are really big and some of them are extremely small. To give you a kind of an idea, I've already done one that's got a population of zero. There are eight of those in total. And the largest one is Northampton, which has got a population of 245,000. So you see there's quite a range.
Ah, yeah. And for those, you know, when you're making a film for YouTube, a place that's got a population of zero, what can you say about it?
Well, it was interesting. I mean, the one that I've actually done that's got a population of zero, it actually has an old ruined hall there. It's in Wakefield. It's called Newland with Woodhouse Moor.
Hmm.
So it was just a case of walking down this farm track, I suppose, and to the ruins of the hall, getting a few shots of that. And it's on the banks of a river as well, so I was able to capture a little bit of that too. So you'd be surprised what you can find even in a place that's got no population.
Yeah, and are these parishes, are they of varying ages? I mean, do the boundaries of these places change much?
Yeah, absolutely they do. In fact, speaking of Northampton, that only became a civil parish in 2020 after a little bit of reorganisation in Northamptonshire. So, they do change regularly. So I don't expect 10,449 to be the actual figure that I eventually go to, all of them. It's probably going to change before I finish this.
If they start adding them, that would be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
And what basis are you doing them at the moment? Are you choosing the ones that are furthest away and working your way back home, or how are you doing it?
So I live in Rotherham. I started with Rotherham early this year, and then sort of branched out to other nearby places like Doncaster and Barnsley. Generally speaking, the channel's just grown and grown with followers and things like that. And I've been able to go to a little bit further away places. I mean, today I've been into northern Nottinghamshire, but I have been to places like Kent and Suffolk and parts of Cambridgeshire as well. So it just depends, really, what I can get done in the time I've got, really.
Yeah, and you work as a delivery driver. That's your day job. Does that afford you much time off to do these things?
It actually does, because it only takes me about a couple of hours in the morning to actually do the deliveries I get. I only have a really small round with the delivery company in question, which means that I can just jump in the car straight afterwards and go off to wherever I plan to go, and off I go with the camera.
Right, but I assume, though, as well as that, that you have to do a bit of research in advance and know exactly where you're going within these parishes.
Absolutely, yeah. The good thing about Google Maps is that if you type in the name of the parish followed by the word civil parish, it will show you the parish boundaries, so you can have a look on the map and see what's there. And then generally, once I've got that in front of me, I just plan the landmarks that I'm going to visit and a route round. I normally walk, and I just follow that with the camera.
Right, okay. And I would imagine, though, especially the smaller places might like getting this kind of attention because, you know, it's not the kind of thing you see in TV or online particularly.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've had quite a few people comment on my video saying it's great to see our village online, because the thing is, with living in a town, towns always get you know, they always have things on the TV or on the radio about them, but these little small places, they really don't have that. So I think people enjoy the fact that they can see their localities on something, you know, on social media, on YouTube.
So 10,449 parishes, you've done 332. How long do you reckon it'll take to do?
Well, I put one out on the channel every day. So if I keep that up, that's about 28 years. But I think I could probably be a bit quicker than that. So I'm going to say about 25.
Any health complaints? I mean, are you fairly healthy at the moment?
Yeah, I honestly, no complaints. I'm 37 and I've still got all my bits and bobs in the right place, as it were. So I'm certainly fit and able to do this.
Right, okay. Well, you've a long job of work ahead of you, Andy. We wish you the very
Absolutely.
Best with it. Thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Andy Smith there. The name of his YouTube channel is called The Village Idiot.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.